Charts, How Each State Can Reopen Under President Trump's Guidelines. By Charlie Spiering on April 16, 2020. President Donald Trump announced Thursday at the White House the new set of guidelines created by the Coronavirus Task Force to reopen states in the country. Each state, Dr. Deborah Birx explained, would be required to set up screening and testing sites and be able to trace contacts of patients testing positive for the virus. They would need to have the ability to also screen for asymptomatic cases in places serving vulnerable and older Americans in places like nursing homes. The state would have to have a sufficient supply of medical protective equipment for doctors and medical professionals and be equipped for a surge in ICU capacity. If each state could meet the core responsibilities, they could enter into a Phase 1 stage of reopening. Here are the Phase 1 slides from the briefing. Public organizations such as schools should remain closed in Phase 1, as well as prohibiting visits to senior living facilities and hospitals. Employers should continue to allow their employees to telework if possible and send employees back to work in phases. Phase 2, Birx explained, would allow some organizations such as schools and summer camps to reopen. Social settings could rise from under 10 to 50, and non-essential travel could resume. Employers should continue to encourage telework in close common areas. Phase 3, Dr. Birx said, would relax many restrictions, but continue to enact social distancing guidelines. Dr. Birx and Dr. Anthony Fauci said that the timeline for the different phases would be set by the leaders of each state. Not every state, not every region is going to do it at the same time, that's clearly obvious, Dr. Fauci said. But we feel confident that sooner or later we will get to the point, hopefully sooner, to a point where we can get back to some form of normality. Read the more detailed White House document below. WH Reopen America Guidelines by Charlie Spiering on Scribd.